Well, when you thought the story of Lori Vallow Daybell couldn't get a little more mysteriously bizarre, it continues to. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office deputies are on a mission, when they were on their mission to extradite Lori Vallow from a prison facility in Idaho, encountered a rather curious addition to her possessions that's now starting to raise a lot of eyebrows, a locked black box. This revelation has sparked intrigue surrounding its contents and its relevance. That almost sounds like that would be a word too.
I like that word better.
It's revelance. It's almost like your exaltation. It's something along that line. Oh, your revelance.
I like that. I like that a lot. It feels regal of sorts.
It does kind of feel regal, and it's not even a real word. So the ongoing legal proceedings obviously continuing. Newly obtained records shed light on Vallow's extradition journey, costing MCSO over $15,000, during which deputies were instructed to secure the black box and later book it into evidence. The contents revealed through video footage included electronic case files and notebooks, shedding further light on the legal complexities. So what on earth does she have in her notebook and what?
Right.
I thought maybe she was hiding like lipstick or something in there, considering how she pops out randomly. And one day it looks like she had a makeover that was done by a blind drunk in a holding cell. And the next day she looks like she went to the Olay counter or whatever.
at
Boston store. According to deputies, Vallow, despite her incarceration, remained extremely talkative and cooperative throughout the journey, even posing inquiries about potential indictments against her husband, Chad Daybell, in Arizona. This inquiry comes in the wake of Maricopa County Attorney's Office decision not to prosecute Daybell in related cases. The black box had the label on it, Property of Means Law Office, PLLC. It's raised questions about his connection to Vallow's legal representation in Idaho. The contents, including the hard drive, laptop, and the depth of the complexities about this. Does it go into evidence, though? Isn't this like attorney-client type stuff?
You would think so. So why was it submitted? Why did the law firm just hold on to it?
Why does Lori have...
Yeah. That's an even better question.
I don't know. It's just weirdness. Who knows what they have or why they have it. I don't know what on earth would be coming out of the black box other than confession. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty much, out there that she knows she did it, but she did it for the right reasons in her mind. It's not even a question of if this happened. It did happen, but they're working at Costco in heaven. So,
right.
They don't seem to really care. And I think that's the strangest thing about this whole case is people want justice. People want to have that moment where Chad Daybell or Lori Vallow sit there in the courtroom and face the music for their crimes and let it sink in and maybe have some remorse or feel the gravity of what has taken place, but they won't. They'll sit there, but they fully believe what happened was just in their way of thinking. So that moment that the families want and, in theory should be able to get, they never will because she's nuts. I just wonder how that's the thing.
And she was asking questions about Chad as well. And I'm trying to find, she was asking questions about Chad. And it's like, I wonder if they're keeping her up to date on him or if she's just floating in the wind out there and doesn't know anything that's happening to him.
I would imagine she's able to keep herself informed. I mean, she has access to like internet and able to read things. I guess it's her choice. So she wants to though, as well, or if she's purposely keeping herself in the dark because, it's all lies. And some people will just, not absorb reality or facts because it's easier not to.
It does say that deputies wrote that Vallow was extremely talkative and cooperative, and she asked if her husband, Chad, would be indicted in Arizona as well. So maybe this was an old interview of sorts.
Huh.
But I thought that was weird, because if she does have internet access, why is she asking? She should be able to search everything. You think
she would know that. Yeah.
It's weird.
But again, she's not playing with a full deck. I can imagine that maybe, you know, you tell her something one day, the next day it's gone.
That's possible.
She's just got to be really weird to deal with. I can't imagine what that would be like, because she's probably fairly pleasant, honestly.
She looks like she might be.
Yeah.
Other than the killing part.
Yeah. But everything is a manipulation to her, though. So anything she's doing is part of a larger manipulative game that she's playing with everybody.
Yeah.
As she waits for the end of days and to take over the throne in Rexburg with Chad. And I just don't think that that's going to happen.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.